This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby, in for Virginia Prescott. According to recent reports published by the New York Times, Britain's Guardian, and the nonprofit news site ProPublica, the NSA, in concert with the British government, has cracked a large portion of the digital encryption used by businesses and everyday web users. These reports also outline billions of dollars the NSA has invested in powerful technology that allows the government unfettered access to nearly all users' information before it gets encrypted. Our resident tech expert Rob Fleischman says these alarming reports are not quite true. Rob Fleischman is chief technology officer at ZeroCol and our chief explainer of all things Wired. He sat down with Virginia Prescott to explain.
This is a big and complicated topic, so let's look at some of these claims made step by step. What do they say the NSA is capable of?
I can assure you that the NSA does not have unfettered access, unlimited access to everything we do that's encrypted on the internet. And the reports seem to allude that that's true.
So I think it's before encryption.
That's right. Well, that's a very interesting word. So one thing that is true and has been released, and Snowden's work has shown this, is that the NSA does record and view a lot of our internet traffic. They get copies of it. They're able to see it live, and they're able to archive it. So what they're able to get from that data is what we call metadata. And what metadata is, if you think about it, is kind of like being able to look at the outside of an envelope on a letter that you send. It'll tell you who the letter's from and where the letter's going and perhaps the route that the letter took to get there. But metadata doesn't tell you what's inside the envelope. But the NSA is able to use metadata, and this is conjecture on my part. I don't think it's difficult conjecture, but they use the metadata to identify people of interest. So if they discover, for example, that someone is doing a tremendous number of encrypted transactions to an offshore bank in a suspect region of the world that might be sponsoring terrorism, that person might be a subject of interest, and the NSA might collect all the data on that person, encrypted or not.
So the NSA would have the capacity to go into that envelope, so to speak, and read those messages.
Well, that would be their goal. So what I am suggesting and what I believe is happening is that the NSA is using the vast amount of metadata that they've collected to identify targets, and then they attack that particular part of the stream. They attack those targets and try and decrypt and break the algorithms that they've used to encrypt their conversations. And these reports, you know, they use the word before and they use the word cracking a large portion of the internet. And I guess the best analogy, in my view, of how the NSA does this is if you want to break into someone's house and you go up to their house and they have a large steel door with a terrific lock that's not pickable and it's incredibly secure, what you do is you walk around the side of the house and break the side window and jump in. And that's really what I think the NSA is doing. When they identify targets, they look to infect those targets with malware, or they look to subvert either the source or the destination or routers along the way and make those links weaker. So that way they can then eventually discover the conversations.
You use the term going through the window. The term used in the New York Times article is that the NSA tried to insert backdoors into all encryption on the internet in the 90s. So after failing to get support from the public for something like that, they instead invested billions to put these secret access points into our encryption. I have no idea what that means. I could not really tell you what that means. So where does that work in your sort of door analogy?
Okay, well, let me back up a bit. It is true that the NSA in the past has tried to weaken some of the public encryption algorithms that we use. Today, when we do an encrypted transaction over the internet, we use what's something called TLS, which is transport level security. And that's a low-level layer of software that we use to encrypt the data that we're sending and receiving. And a common algorithm used is RC4, invented by MIT professor Ron Rivest in 1987. And Ron Rivest is a cryptography god. He's the founder of RSA Data Security. He does not work for the NSA, as far as I know. And he invented what was called the RC4, the ARC4 stream cipher. And that is what is used commonly in a lot of our transactions. And that cipher is incredibly hard to break. Even though it was invented in 1987, I have seen no evidence that anyone has been able to break that cipher in general. But if they're able to have access to your client, meaning they're able to get information on your PC, or they're able to subvert the server you're talking to across the internet, then yes, the NSA can weaken those ciphers. One of the things that we need for good encryption is a source of good random numbers. And if you don't have a good source of random numbers, your conversation can be easy to decrypt. So a great analogy for that is if I say to you, Virginia, I'm going to fan out a deck of cards, and you're going to pick a card, and I'm going to guess what card it is. Well, if I'm a great magician and I could somehow make it so the only cards you can pick are aces, it'll be pretty easy for me to guess what card you selected, right? Mm-hmm. So by ruining the ability to generate random numbers, that's one common way to subvert encryption. And perhaps the NSA is using techniques like that. Basically, again, going in the side window rather than attacking the very strong front door like the ARC4 cipher from Ron Rivest that we use. The good news is modern browsers, newer browsers, are using even more powerful, more modern, more difficult to break ciphers than RC4. One of the recommendations I'd make to people that are very concerned about their security is to embrace web browsers and clients that have been available in the public domain. For example, a lot of people use Internet Explorer from Microsoft. And maybe Microsoft has been working with the NSA. Maybe they haven't. I really don't know. But if you're using the Firefox browser, which is available in the public domain, all the source code's available in the public domain for inspection by security experts, then you can be assured that that has not been subverted, that has not had a backdoor inserted.
But if you're working with something in the public domain, doesn't that mean all sorts of people have access to it and that many more chances of it being compromised?
Well, it actually works the reverse. The more people are inspecting the software, the less chance of one bad guy, one subverted element, inserting something bad into the software. You know, there is one thing that's depressing about the whole situation, and that is that years ago, back in the 1950s and 60s, people worried about tapping your phone and wiretaps.
Right.
If the bar is lowered and is constantly being lowered as to what anyone or everyone can monitor, if that level of effort gets less and less, then by definition, things get more interesting. For example, you know, maybe Virginia Prescott is the CFO of a large corporation. And maybe it's interesting to know that Virginia Prescott's having conversations with certain other corporations. Maybe I could use that for stock trading. And as the bar gets lower and lower into being able to access that stuff, more and more people will use it. And that's what's really concerning to me. I think in the old days, getting a wiretap on a phone was just very, very hard, required a lot of manual effort and legal work, and it was slow, and you know, it was just a real pain to do. And I'm not saying that everyone is wiretapping everyone, but as the technology gets better, the persons of interest list can grow. And that's concerning to me. That's, you know, sort of a world I'm not particularly happy about.
Maybe I should ask you, Rob, what is not possible? What in this scenario that people are coming to you all panicked about, what is not happening?
I don't believe that the NSA can walk down our street with a magic key and open every door of everybody's house just like that. I just don't believe they have general, unfettered access to everything. And I think people are drawing the conclusion that all of their privacy is gone. And I just simply, Virginia, do not believe that is happening. I've seen no evidence that it is.
Well, you mentioned public domain browsers. What do you best recommend to keep our data safe?
There's another thing that a lot of people fail to do, and that is that people generally use the same password for everything. For example, you know, if your husband's name is Johnny, and he was born in 1967, and you use Johnny67 for the password to your bank account, and your Twitter account, and your mail account, and everything else, well, guess what? Some of the security on all those different accounts is not equal. So if someone's watching, and they are, and they keep track of what passwords you're using in all different places, they might discover, hey, why don't we try the password from this website over here on the bank? So I would encourage you to use a bunch of different passwords. Otherwise, you know, guess what? Operator error. You don't need to be a cryptographer to break into those kind of systems.
Yeah, I would be sunk. Rob, I want to thank you so much for joining us.
It's always a pleasure, Virginia. Thanks for having me.
Rob Fleischman is Chief Technology Officer at Zero Coal and our Chief Explainer of all things Wired. We do have more on the NSA surveillance story at wordofmouthradio.org, and let us know what you think. Do you agree or disagree with Rob on the limits of surveillance? How well do you think you understand the issue? Are recent reports about the NSA confusing, alarming, even relevant anymore? Share your comments on our Facebook page, where the conversation has already started.